Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you are at in the world. Welcome, welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you, we promote your brand, we believe in collaborating, we work together to help each other. Today we have a special guest. We have Money Mike in the studio. Money Mike, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Good morning, Money Mike. And let me tell y'all, Money Mike is a financial coach, too. And I was like, I got to get him on the show. He is on the East Coast, and I'm on the West Coast. So I want to know what you're doing out there to help people, Money Mike. Can you give us an intro? Give us your intro, sir.
Okay, well, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me on. To introduce myself, my name is Michael Macklin. I go by Money Mike, the financial Thanos, because I'm snapping my fingers and I'm turning people's financial problems to dust. I am an entrepreneur out here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. I teach a very simple 5-step strategy that is going to help you achieve personal financial success. Now, really quick, what that means is basically being able to accomplish two goals at the same time. The first goal is being able to pay for your lifestyle. And most people don't have a problem doing it. They work a 9-to-5 job primarily to do that. But a lot of people miss the second goal, and that is to purchase assets so that when you stop working, you can maintain that same lifestyle because you have enough assets to reproduce that same income without having to work for it. So those are my two primary goals.
That is awesome.
Right.
I'm just gonna chime in and have a conversation with you, Money Mike, because as a coach, this is one of the main principles I teach people. I'm like, what are you purchasing? Are you purchasing liabilities or are you purchasing assets? And that's good. That's good. So you have the 5-step program to help people to help them accomplish their goals.
Yes, right? Ma'am. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So also, I know we were talking earlier, and you also help people eliminate debt.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Let's talk a little bit about eliminating that debt. A lot of people retiring and they have debt. I don't understand that concept.
Right. Right.
So how are you able to help them with the debt side, on the debt, on the credit?
Okay, so essentially what I help them do is, one is I help them tell the difference between what a debt is and what an expense is. See, a debt is something that you can get rid of, okay? A debt is something like your home if you own it. A debt is your vehicle. A debt is student loans. These are things that you can pay off. Now, an expense is something like, you know, normal lifestyle stuff like the heat, the water, things like that. Those are things you can't get rid of. So, unfortunately, Money Mike can't get rid of your water bill. So, that's something you're just going to have to live with.
Gas and electricity. Come on now, Money Mike.
Right. Unless you want to live outside, I mean, that's the only way I can help you get rid of that.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, people look at debt as, I look at it as a monkey on my back. I can't do much.
Absolutely.
Because I got this bill, this debt. Oh, my gosh. It's so easy to get into debt, huh? So easy.
It's very easy to get into debt.
Yeah. People want that quick fix, and they want to get out of it real quick. They're like, how long did it take you to accumulate all this right here? I want to get it out. I want to get out of it real quick. So what do you tell
Well,
someone
I'm going to say
that,
this to that.
Well,
to
ahead.
That, I'm going to say this. Typically, what I'm able to do is I'm able to help people get out of debt in 8 years or less with this system. The system is basically it helps you use the money you already have. It's an important thing because most people think that they have to, you know, make a ton of money to get themselves out of debt, when realistically it's all about the strategies in which you use to pay off your debt. And so that is where I focus on. And that's why I feel it's so important to get this information out to the people, because too many people think getting rid of debt is like this impossible thing or something that takes, you know, 3 decades to do. And so I want to debunk that now.
Yes, I would love to sit down with you and compare what we have, because it's all about collaborating, you know, the different tools that we use to help families out there, you know, and that's what I find with when you're working with other folks that's doing the similar things. People tend to have their fist closed. I don't want you to know what I'm doing. But there are so many, there are millions of people out there. I'm like, I'm not worried about Money Mike taking my clients. I'm out here helping. Well, we got to help each other out. Do you know what I'm saying? We have to help each other out.
I agree with that.
Now, you also help people lower their taxes.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. Well, essentially working with me, basically what I help you understand is how to establish what's called a sole proprietor business status. Now, anybody can do that. Again, this is the main focus I try to, you know, help people understand, is that anybody can do that. Steve Harvey and a few other people have talked about this as far as, you know, basically just learning to provide a service. And then what you do is you're able to basically create a sole proprietorship, and that sole proprietorship puts you on the same business tax status as anybody who owns a brick and mortar. So with the e-commerce becoming extremely huge, this is something that's really going to be a huge opportunity for people, is by learning to create businesses in their home, or, you know, you're not necessarily having to have a brick and mortar in order for it to do that. And so I help you learn, you know, how that sole proprietor status will put you on the right side of the tax code, because the tax code favors business owners, not employees,
right,
unfortunately. And that's just how the world works right now.
Right. But that's amazing, because when you own your own business, whatever it is, you can name it, you own your own business, you got that sole proprietorship going, you got a whole lot of write-offs. A whole lot of write-offs. You know,
yes,
you can even hire your people and pay them, you know.
So right.
I understand that. And then people need to know that, Money Mac. They need a class. You all need to come in and sit down. And right now, everything is on virtual. You don't have to drive nowhere. Turn on your doggone laptop and get educated in things that you don't know anything about. You know, so many times you hear excuses. Well, I didn't know that. My mama didn't teach me that. I'm like, you're still alive, right? You still got that desire to do something big, right? Why are you still waiting for that job to call you? Why don't you start your own business? I'll be on them.
Right.
You know?
Look, I tell people that all the time. You can't wait on somebody to create your destiny. You have to go out there and create it yourself. And you know, say what you want about America, say what you want about what's going on in America right now. I mean, that part of America, that sucks. But what I will say about America and the capitalistic system we use, it creates opportunity for those who are willing to go after it. So if you have the mindset and you have the, you know, the work ethic and the desire, you can make anything happen in this country. And that is what I really want people to understand, is that the opportunity is there, even during this pandemic. I mean, look at Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos increased his net worth by $89 billion during this pandemic. So you can't tell me the opportunity is not there.
Right. That's so true. Even Zoom. Look at Zoom. I'm like, everybody's
exactly
on Zoom. You know, everybody. Zoom has to go to so many other buildings to house the demand. In any crisis, there's opportunity. You know,
amen.
I have a friend of mine, she used to sew, and she was getting rid of all of her sewing stuff. It's like, I'm not doing this anymore. My hands hurt, you know. And she tried to give it away. People weren't taking it. The pandemic hit, and her friend's like, hey, can you make me a mask? And she did. She made two. She started wearing her own mask, and people started asking, where'd you get that from? Next thing you know, she have orders. I'm talking about orders coming in. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
So there's opportunities in every disaster. Every disaster.
Absolutely.
Is how you look at it. How you look at it.
Exactly.
You know, so I know we have so much to share, so much in common. I'm like, we got to make this a series here, you know.
Straight up. Look, I'm down.
definitely. Now, how do you, I got a quick question. I'm just going to throw this out there. You are an expert. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. And when you bring in that to people, I know there's a cost factor because nobody works for free. You got to pay your bills. You got to do this. You got to do that. The value, people, do you sometimes find people that just want you to give all of your knowledge and your experience for free and don't want to pay
for it? Ray, I'm going to say this. If I had a dollar for every time that somebody told me that I should just be giving this to them for free, I wouldn't need a business because I'd already be a billionaire.
I don't get it.
And it's sad that it's like that because, you know, again, you know, especially people closest to you. And, you know, I understand, you know, hey, I'm your friend, I'm your family member. I get that. But what you have to understand about a business is there's cost associated with being in business.
Yeah.
And if I was just to give you this for free, then I couldn't be in business anymore. And I couldn't offer you these services because, again, I'd be going into debt trying to give them to you. And that's not how business works. You know, you don't call, you know, Netflix or you don't call Hulu and say, hey, why y'all don't let me watch this for free? So, you know, please don't call me and say, you know, Mike, can you just give me this for free? Because, again, just like Netflix and Amazon and everybody else, I'm trying to run a business, you know, and this is my passion. This is my life. And this is what
that's
I need
exactly
in order to feed my family. So, you know,
exactly.
Again.
It's, you know,
but like
you
said,
them
the value is there.
You're giving them value, and there's a price tag to value. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What are you going to pay for it? You know, you're going to pay XYZ out there, this company out there, thousands of dollars, only to find out 10 years later that you had your money in the wrong place. You can't
absolutely
take back that 10 years. You know?
Right.
But if you had spent some time with me or spend some time with you, you would have sat down with them and give them a plan and say, hey, this is what I can do for you. And I find it so hard to digest when you're trying to teach the African-American community. I'm throwing it out there because I'm African-American. I'm from the Caribbean. I'm Calypso. I'm from all over the place. I'm from Africa.
Yes, ma'am.
When you try to help your people, they're the first ones to say, oh, no, thank you. I'm good. I'm good. And then when they're drowning, they're like, help, help, help. I'm like, I can't reach you right now. I wish I could tell you that life preserver, but my life preserver can't reach you right now.
Absolutely.
It's a tough thing to watch our people drown, y'all, and
not be able
to help them because they waited too late.
Right. And it's funny. I actually have a quick story to share about that I actually saw. I think it came from that movie with Will Smith and his son, Jaden Smith. I forgot the name of it right now. But basically, Jaden Smith was talking to Will, and he said he told him a story. He said basically there was a man drowning, and, you know, a boat came by. And, you know, the person in the boat said, hey, listen, do you need help? And he said, no, God is going to, you know, take care of me. Okay, so the boat goes on. And then the second boat comes. And the guy says the same thing. Hey, look, do you need help? He said, no, God is going to take care of me. The man ends up drowning. He gets up into heaven, and he says, God, what happened? Why didn't you save me? He said, I sent you two boats. And so the moral of that story is, you know, we crying for help, but then when help comes, we don't take it. And it may be pride or whatever, but we have to learn to, you know, put that pride to the side and accept the help and stop looking at it as a scam or somebody trying to, you know, take your money from you when, you know, it's people out here who genuinely want to help you. And I'm definitely one of those people.
Well, definitely. Can you share your information real quick for the listening audience, a number that they can contact you while we close? We got 20 seconds left.
All right. So real quick, you can reach me actually at moneymike313.com. That's the easiest way. And if you got questions after you look at the site, you can actually leave your contact information, and I will get back with you and answer any questions you may have.
Well, thank you so much, Money Mike, for being our special guest, and we're definitely going to do this again. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well. I appreciate it.